This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you look at it, if you don't want to hear your voice or whatever, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I will try to read it. I will try to interact with it, do whatever I need to do. To get you engaged and involved. I'm loving this. I'm loving the freakouts all over the country. I mean, seriously, when you look at our country. Look at how many people voted. We really only had half the country vote. If you want to get down to brass tacks, and half of the country was split in half. Right? I mean, the other ones, I don't know if the other ones just didn't feel like it was going to make a difference, if they didn't care, they figured they'd leave it to the rest of us. I really don't know. I don't have any magic crystal ball that tells me. And, you know, if you know people didn't vote, ask them why. Not in a condescending or nasty way or a finger in your face, but ask them why they didn't vote. I'd be curious to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I look at this stuff, you live still, no matter what you believe, you still live in the most free country, or I guess among the top 10, the most free countries on the face of this planet. I didn't know it. I was reading an article the other day that only 40% of the world, has a democracy type of government. Right? We still have that for the moment. And I'm believing with the Donald in there, we're going to keep it. I'm believing he's going to help rebuild it, help heal it, help make it better. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. Wouldn't be the first time. Al Sharpton's in the news again, although I don't think he should have ever been out of the news. Here's a guy that owes $4 million. But can you imagine if the IRS knocked on your door? You know, after sending you notice after notice, they show up and they go, look, we've been sending you notices for 5 years now. You owe us $110,000. You haven't paid your taxes, right? You send us these shoddy letters, you know, in pencil, some in crayon that say, I don't owe you the money. And then you look at the IRS agent and you go, you know what? I don't owe you the money. It's a mistake. You go figure it out. Can anybody tell me, what do you think would happen? Oh, really, honestly, what do you think would happen? You think maybe, I don't know, the IRS agent would look at you and say, you know what, maybe we should take a 15th look at this, because you might be right this time, even though we've already done the audits, and we know you're wrong. But we'll go look at it again. You think they would be that nice about it? Or you think they'd have a whole truckload of people there? They'd probably lean your bank accounts, lean your house, start taking the furniture out of that. What do you think would happen? Sharpton has owed these guys over $4 million for almost a decade. Right? Nothing's been seized. He's been out of the White House 117 million times. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He's above the law, too. Think about all these. Line up all these people that are affiliated with the Clintons and with the Obamas. They're all. Every single one of them is above the law. So this law-breaking criminal is going to lead a protest in D.C. ahead of Trump's inauguration. That's right. The Reverend Al Sharpton plans to lead a protest on the grounds of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. on January 14th, 6 days before Donald Trump's inauguration. I think they should have IRS, what are they called, Treasury agents there. Right? Wouldn't it be great? I'll tell you what. Maybe like 50 of us should get those windbreakers that they wear. And on the back you could put Treasury agent. You know? Or something like that. See if he actually shows up. What do you think? You got to do it in such a fashion where your back is towards him. You know, it'd be on the coat, and your back is towards him. Let's see if he starts to sweat. Remember, saddle up your horse and fight for the future of this country. Sharpton told a crowd on Saturday in Harlem. Yeah, let's not fight for the neighborhood. Let's not fight to keep black people safe. Hey, Al, you might show up to Chicago someday, don't you think? Wouldn't that be cool? Why don't you go down there with your group, with your big bad self, and you go down there, and why don't you fight to save black lives? Why don't you do that, Al? Because there's no money in that, is there? There's no, it's nothing sexy about that. Something sexy about fighting Trump. Huh? For the black cause, maybe? Right? Got to go to Harlem? Let's not help the Harlem situation. No. We're going to go down there. He goes on to say, you think that you're going to take away our health care? Saddle up your horse. We're going to fight every step. Who said anything about taking away the health care? See, he's lying again. The man, another guy that can't find the truth. See, you get too close to the Obamas and the Clintons. That's it. Truth runs away from you. Who said anything about taking away health care? I haven't heard that one. Has anybody heard that one yet? Can anybody tell me where Trump said health care is going away? No more health care for anybody? I've heard him say repeal and replace. I've never heard him say, we're going to repeal it. That's it. Get your own health care. He lied. We're going to fight you every step of the way. You better know we're coming. We ain't backing down. We lost a round, but the fight ain't over. Now, can you imagine if it was the other way around? You know, and it was a lot of religious people taking to the streets after Hillary got elected, screaming, we're not giving up our religious freedoms for you or anybody else. We're not backing down. We're coming for our Bibles, or we're coming with our Bibles. What do you think they would have done then? What kind of names would they have had for us? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please don't go away. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear.
Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about Al Sharpton. Hey, listen, do me a favor. Will you, you know, I know that we hate commercials, we hate it, but you know, some of you guys in there on the Facebook feed, on listening by radio, you know, we do believe in capitalism on the show. You believe in capitalism. A lot of you do. So, you know, there's a dozen ways for you to help me keep the show on the air. Now, I'm not begging. I'm just letting you know what's going on. Right? It does take money to keep it. See this? How do you think I keep this beautiful complexion? Why are you laughing? I got to eat the right foods. You got to keep me in the right foods. You know, like Rice Krispies and stuff like that. Anyway. If you're on Facebook at the top, there's a shop, okay? You can buy mugs, you can buy what? I know, they're little, you know, you can buy the mugs, you can buy the water bottles, all those things you can be part of. I got a Christmas button I'll put up there here shortly, It's $4.99. You know what? It cost me money to make the button. I'll send it to you for free. You don't have to do anything but pay the $4.99. The button says it's okay to say Merry Christmas. This is coming because I go nuts with this, all right? This makes me crazy that we are put in a position where we can't simply say it's okay to say Merry Christmas. I can't tell you how many people I've wore that button into a store, and the person has said to me, hey, I appreciate you doing that because now I can respond Merry Christmas. Some stores don't let them respond that way. It's terrible. So help me promote that. Seriously, I think you'll enjoy it. It's a good thing for sure. And I thank you so much just for getting engaged and involved. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Head over to TheRealSide.com where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. Read our writing. Anyway, I want to get back to this because this guy infuriates me. Well, it's not just him. You know, the left keeps telling us how great they are for the little person, how much they care about the average worker, how much they care about the average person. Well, Mr. Sharpton, your $4 million, you know how far that could go for veterans? You know how much help that could give a vet? Come on, think this thing through. Right? But you're sure they made a mistake. Well, have you paid the portion you think you owe? And Jesse Jackson, you're another one. How come the IRS hasn't brought him up on charges? Remember, his a Rainbow Coalition or something like that, right? His coalition was paying all the expenses for his girlfriend and their child and their travel. That shouldn't be part of the coalition, should it? I don't know many nonprofits that offer the CEO's mistresses. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a job description. I don't know. You got to sleep with the CEO. Oh, okay, whatever. I mean, all of that should be pulled out. He should have been brought up on charges, should have paid back the money, along with penalties and back taxes that were owed. He keeps talking about saddling up a horse. What horse? It's probably the only thing he's going to have left after they come after him. I really hope that Trump... See, if everybody, and this will be my only disappointment with, well, it might be more than one, but this will be my initial disappointment. If we truly are all equal in the eyes of the law, right? I mean, think about something. On tax day, for all intents and purposes, whether you're a multi-billionaire or you're barely making ends meet, the tax day date is the same for everybody, right? I mean, there's no difference. There are many things in life that is the same for the rich or the poor. So, these kind of things infuriate me. Now, Sharpton vowed to put pressure on senators who will have to confirm Trump's cabinet nominees. He also said that he has been meeting with members of the Congress to create a legislative strategy for Trump's presidency. We're going to pressure the Senate on the Affordable Care Act, Sharpton said, referring to Trump's vow to repeal President Barack Obama's signature health care law. Again, Sharpton is lying. Can we call things as they are around here? That's why I call it The Real Side. That's one of the reasons I originally named the show The Real Side. No more games. No more PC. No more correct conversation. Mr. Sharpton is lying. Okay? Mr. Trump did not say he was just going to repeal the Affordable Care Act. He said he's going to repeal and replace it so there would be a health care system. As it stands now, it's falling apart everywhere. How can you call? Listen, how do you call something a healthcare? Healthcare system, a healthcare program that are putting people in mental anguish. They can't pay the bills now. So if they don't pay it, they get a penalty. If they do pay it, they can't afford the co-pays, they can't afford the deductibles, and they can't really get the help that they need to get. What is so great about that? And Mr. Sharpton, how stupid can you be? You're going to put pressure on senators to confirm Trump, on confirming Trump's cabinet? You lost, my friend. Who did you back that won in this election? What Democrat kept his place? Look, the reality is the Republicans who didn't support Trump lost. Not each and every one of them, not 100%, but most of them lost. These guys are so full of themselves. They think they've got so much power. They got nothing. Sharpton said his organization, the National Action Network, is about, you know what, Mr. Trump, if I was you, have it audited. Have the National Action Network audited. I want to find out how many girlfriends Sharpton's paying for. I want to find out how many trips he takes that really have to do with the National Action Network. Sharpton said his organization, National Action Network, is best positioned to take on Trump and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani, look, if Giuliani has the energy that I hope he has, I don't know if he does or doesn't, and he's made the AG, and he comes after this stuff like he did when he was in New York. These people, you won't have to worry about the Hollywood people leaving. You're going to have a mass exodus of some of the 1%ers in the Democrat Party, including Hillary and Billy Bob. Now, Rudy, one of President-elect's most steadfast backers, who recently made his case to be the next Attorney General. I'm sorry, Sharpton thinks he's able to take on Rudy. Sharpton, no one knows how to fight them better than us. We fought them before, and we know how to fight them. We won Central Park, he said, in a reference to five black and Hispanic teenagers wrongfully convicted in a horrific 1989 rape in the park. They were finally exonerated in 2014. What did you win? You didn't beat them. All you did was shed light on a situation that was wrong, which is good. It was a good thing to do. But your group wasn't the only one that could do that. This happens every day in this country, where wrongfully convicted people are finally let free. Sorry, it's a bad thing. It's wrong. It's sad that it happens. It's just the reality of life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello. Oh, I'm Mike. Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
The natives are restless.
We are back. Here, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855 Real Joe. Hey, Tanya, you're making me laugh too hard here, lady. I got to tell you, I know you're listening. So, anyway, yeah, pop open her window and you'll say. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you don't like, you don't want to talk. And sometimes people tell me, I don't want to hear my voice, I don't want to talk, I just want you to do this, 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 and this. Okay, so send me an email. I don't read minds. I stopped doing that years ago. You know, anyway, so always a pleasure, like I said, to have you with me. The Sharptons, the Jacksons, Jesse Jackson, not the Jackson 5. These guys always just always amaze me. And I get irritated because I think they probably started off with good intentions. They probably started off, you know, like a lot of people do, not all, but most. You know, they believe in their cause, they want to make a change, and then they start seeing money come in. And they start seeing how they can make things better. They start seeing how, you know, for themselves. And then they go down that road and there's no turning around. At least not for them, there isn't. And I believe that's probably what happened to Sharpton early on. He had the cause, he was in it, he was going for it, and things went sideways. But that doesn't make it okay for him to owe $4 million in taxes, not pay it, and the government do nothing. See, if Trump truly does what he says he's going to do, if he truly means that no one is above the law, and these are basic, I'm talking about basic stuff, let's not get into the complicated things, but these are basic things like owing tax money. So let's say you don't agree you owe $4 million, Mr. Sharpton. Let's say you think it's 1.5, then pay the 1.5 million and argue the rest. Show us that you're sincere and real. These people are so disingenuous most of the time. Most of the time they're just so full of themselves. At the time, Trump took out a full page ad in New York newspaper calling for the death penalty. He revisited the case last month when he said, "Police doing the original investigation said that they were guilty. The fact that the case was settled with so much evidence against them is outrageous." And And the woman, so badly injured, will never be the same. Sharpton also used the gathering to take shots at the media, which he said is blaming black voters for Hillary Clinton's defeat, and the critics and criticized white women for not supporting Clinton. A CNN exit poll showed that 53% of white women backed Trump. He goes on to say, "We have got to hold the Democrat Party's feet to the fire for losing the election," Sharpton said. "We have lost an election, but we haven't lost our minds." Well, I think you have. When your party's in such disarray that they can't figure out who to blame or how to fix, I think that means you've lost your minds. Again, you're out there blaming everybody. I mean everybody but yourselves on this. Which I almost find it kind of amusing. Kind of funny. But you can't, like a 17-year-old. Who's arguing with daddy about who actually scratched the car. Right? And we see this all the time from that party. All the time. I don't know. I look again. Him leading a protest to D.C. and nobody's going to do about it. Nobody's going to do anything about it. It's so not cool. It's just so not cool. All right. Let me get on. I mean, you guys sent me a couple stories in a break. I haven't had a chance to look at them. I love this stuff, though. Let me see. I want a good one. Well, we could do this one. This was Kimberly's. We never got to it. We kind of sort of got to it. The Democrat who destroyed a Christian bakery just got crushed. So some of you maybe didn't hear the story earlier or a portion of it. Now, remember the bigotry and hatred against Christian bakery in Oregon because the owner didn't want to go against the religious beliefs and bake a cake for the lesbian wedding? Right? So some interesting and excellent news has come out of the Oregon assault. And the reason I say it's excellent news, it is, you know, again, to my friends who can't stand Trump, to the Never Trumpers, do you honestly believe that Hillary Clinton and her crew would have done anything for the equal rights of the Christians or of Christians as a whole? Do you think so? And don't give me that stuff where you already have equal rights, because I'm just going to keep going to those schools that have prayer rooms for Muslims. They actually allow them to take certain, there's a certain portion, there's square footage in the school to give into a religious belief. Yet if a teacher has a Bible in school, she can get a boatload of trouble. So we can have a prayer room with prayer blankets or rugs or whatever they use, but we can't have a Bible in school. The mom and pop bakery was not only fined $135,000, but they were literally put out of business because of the vitriol, the bigotry, the hatred that was railed against them by the Democrats and the group that, I mean, really, for daring to practice their right of religious freedom. And as I've said a million times, why, if you're having a wedding, aren't you celebrating something? I mean, aren't you trying to celebrate the coming together of two people and, you know, it's supposed to be the happiest day of your life and all that other fun stuff? But no, why would you want somebody who's not happy for you, who thinks that you're now getting ready to enter a life of sin? Right? I mean, why would you want somebody at your... I mean, is it pride? Are you stuck on yourself? Are you going to show... I'll show them. Is that where you're at? I mean, seriously, think about it. That makes no sense to me. But as I would say, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Come on, where did you go? Whenever this thing resets itself, I get in trouble. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back in a minute. Where'd it go? Oh, here it is. Sorry. So the Democrat who's responsible for the horrific treatment of the couple was Brad Avakian. Is that it? I'm guessing. And he just got served with a major league dose of justice. Bradavakian has served as a commissioner of the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries since 2008. In that role, he achieved national notoriety for investigating sweet cakes by Melissa, a bakery that refused to furnish a wedding cake for two lesbians on the ground that doing so would violate the owner's Christian beliefs. Now, that was back in 2015. Avakian leveled a $135,000 fine on the store owner, Aaron and Melissa Klein, declaring that their refusal to produce the cake wasn't protected by the First Amendment. Instead, was simply illegal discrimination. In October, the bakery had to shut down entirely. A family lost their business. And I know some of you on the far left don't care. To you, you don't. They deserved it. Because they're homophobes, they're bigots, they're racist, I'm sure they're everything known to mankind. Now, while the Klein's business was going downhill, Avakian turned his sights to a higher office. In last week's general election, he ran for Oregon Secretary of State. But in an upset, Dennis Richardson, a former state representative and gubernatorial candidate, trounced Avakian. Richardson will become the first Republican. Check this out. The first Republican to win Oregon statewide office in 14 years. And the first Republican Secretary of State since 1985. Think about this. It's pretty telling about Oregon that no Republican has held statewide office in 14 years, but it's even more telling that they actually had the spine to get rid of such a horrible little man like Avakian. Maybe some of those on the left realize that the Bill of Rights is in place to protect all people, not just those they pick and choose to protect. You don't have to be a Christian to see that these people were targeted. Either Avakian or the group that targeted Muslim or Jewish bakeries. Who would have, now, we saw that happen. Right? Who was it? Steve Crowder. He went to a couple of bakeries, Muslim bakeries. Or was it they were bakeries owned by gays and lesbians. And wanted to make a cake with a biblical reference on it that marriage was between a man and a woman. They refused to do it. Why didn't anything happen then? Must be that double standard thing. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go far.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Listen to the real side of GCN Life. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and please be part of the conversation, really, seriously. Don't just hang out and listen. Do something. Take a little bit, anything of what we tell you, and do something with it. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me again on the air. And in the chat room, you know, somebody just sent me this. It's pretty cool. I don't know if it's pretty cool. It's perfect, though. It's just perfect. Remember how I keep telling you that we've advocated our responsibilities to these loons, these loon professors, these loon educated, these loon educative assistants? I haven't got any other name for them. You need to help me understand, because I don't get how this stuff makes sense at all. Now, the colleges scream about how much money they don't have. They need more money for education. They need more money for this. They need more money for that. But the students and faculty at three Ivy League schools, Brown, Yale, and Harvard, have launched efforts calling on their campuses to become sanctuaries for students in the country illegally. Come on, think about that. At Harvard, 4,000 people signed a petition calling on Harvard administrators to protect the school's undocumented students. They're not undocumented. They're people that are here illegally. There's documentation to prove that they're illegally, so how can they be undocumented? The petition calls for immediate action, citing Harvard's commitment to diversity. Yeah, diversity within the law. What are you not getting? And Trump's threats to end deferred action for childhood arrivals programs, which confers legal presence, a Social Security number, and a work permit to many of Harvard's undocumented students. Now, asking for action, not pity, several students commented that they will continue protesting until their demands are met. See? Remember I told you about this? At Yale University, 2,300 people signed an open letter asking for their campus to serve as a sanctuary for students in the country illegally and calling on administration to take advantage of legal ambiguities to protect them from deportation. I'm sorry. They're here illegally. I mean, I don't know what part of this they're not getting. Students said that they felt helpless now that the impending administration does not support illegal immigration. Nobody ever supported illegal immigration. The current president decided to sidestep the law, decided that he didn't like the law, so therefore he wasn't going to follow the law. Remember, I'm telling you, there's a pattern here. Obama, Clinton, Sharpton, Jackson. You want to go through the whole list of these guys? Charlie Rangel. I mean, Maxine Waters. We could spend an hour doing this. They're all above the law. The law doesn't. See, I think people got tired of hearing that they knew what was better for us. But people got tired. The Dems got tired. The rank and file got tired of the Democrat elites, the elected elites, that were telling them what was better for them. That they knew what was better for them. They were going to do what they felt was best for them. They didn't really care. They keep forgetting that it's a representative government. It's not a dictatorship. We don't send you there. We don't vote for you so that you can tell us what's best for us and push it down our throats. We voted for you to represent our needs and our wants for the community as a whole. And they wouldn't feel so helpless if they actually went out of their way to try to find a way to become legal, to work at becoming legal, to get the paperwork in to become legal. No, they sit back and wait for the crap to hit the fan. A lot of young people do that. A lot of older people do that, too. I think all universities should act as sanctuaries for their students because it's morally just the thing to do, Vietnamese refugee Trinh Truong told the Yale News. Students and faculty at Brown University similarly urged their administration to provide sanctuary for any staff member or student and their families who may face deportation, demanding that Brown continue their commitment to inclusion, justice, and humanity, still within the law. They keep forgetting this within the law thing. We have reason to believe that Providence police officers cannot enter the campus without permission of the university. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers are also subject to similar restrictions. Based on a 2011 memo regarding places of worship, schools, and hospitals, given that many students, staff members, and their families are directly affected by this issue. I wonder who issued that 2011 memo regarding this. We have to look into that. Given that many students, staff members, and their families are directly affected by the issue, we urge the university to immediately work to develop a protocol. See, they can't come up with a protocol to break the law. That's the problem. That's the big issue here. You can't come up with a way / reason to break the law. Our active support for most vulnerable members will demonstrate Brown's commitment to defend our values of inclusion, justice, and humanity. It may give comfort to those, especially within the Brown community, who are frightened and unsure about their future and safety. Again, I say, you wouldn't have to be unsure if you'd get to work at getting your citizenship. If you get to work at getting, what's it called? Residency, legal residency. So you don't have to be a citizen to be able to live and stay here. You can get legal residency. You can get off your butt and actually do something. In addition to calling for students, protections for students in the country illegally, some universities are providing types of support. For example, screenshots obtained by CollegeFix show that the Indiana University, Purdue University, and Indianapolis has already gone ahead and provided guidance to illegal immigrants, having offered an event to give legal advice to anyone facing deportation. It's been hosted by the college's International Club and attorney Angela Adams. Students were taught about their rights as non-immigrants, as a non-immigrant in the United States. Yeah, but did they teach them their rights as being here illegally? I mean, was there any conversation around them being here illegally? Because I'm willing to bet probably not. See, this is the big word they keep leaving out. This is the big thing they keep wanting to get around. So apparently, as long as you can break the law and get in here, they feel you should be entitled to stay. I wish none of them will call in. I wish somebody would call in from that group and actually get on the phone with me and tell me how. Is there a limit? Is there a border? Is there a line? Is there, okay, they shouldn't be here to begin with, but if they get across the border, then they get to stay. I want to hear that from them. Now, I don't believe they have the guts to do that on the air, especially if they're calling from one of their local stations. I don't believe they have the guts to do something like that. You know? And remember, it's only the Trump supporters that are nasty, so we're being told, right? It's only the Trump supporters that are out there waiting to do harm to blacks, waiting to do harm to gays, waiting to do harm to lesbians. Oh, wait a minute. According to this, the student Trump supporters were bullied by peers and raged over the election results. So, the Hillary supporters were the Democrats, were the liberals, were bullying the Trump supporters. So several students who openly support Donald Trump have become the targets of anger and vitriol from peers furious over the election outcome at Mount Holyoke College. You know, I love these people. So let me see. Let's corral 200 Trump supporters and blame it all on them when Trump got at least half the votes cast. What are they, fail math and nobody cares? What are they doing on college campuses? At Mount Holyoke College, for example, junior Cassie Dillion, president of the College Republicans there, was verbally assaulted on election night. Last night, as I was driving around the campus, people were coming up to my car to yell, F you for supporting Trump. Dillion told the college fix that everyone was upset when Trump said he wouldn't accept the results of the election. But look what those students are doing now. It's more dangerous now than it ever was to be a conservative on a college campus. At California State University, Los Angeles, student Anna Martinez, a member of the Young Americans for Freedom there, received nasty messages on social media on election night as it became clear that Trump was going to win. Is it fun being a racist now? Stated one message. I like this. Check this out. Student Anna Martinez is now a racist because she supported Trump. Because her family probably came here legally. Because she probably has legal status. And now she's getting texts and say, is it fun being a racist now? Then it goes on to say, the message she got went on to say, when Trump is raping you, are you still going to want him as president? Another comment stated, he's going to deport your butt right back to El Salvador. Can you imagine a conservative Republican saying these same things? And she's got a great attitude. She said, I'm not shaken by these rude comments. She said, coming from an oppressive government even more corrupt than the U.S., to see the American people choose the people and the freedom and beat the biased media, career politicians, and corrupt establishment makes me even more proud to be American, she said. What a great time to be alive. From a young lady who came here from the exact government we're trying to stop from becoming. God bless that girl. I hope God keeps her safe, and I hope she does well in her life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, hey, thanks for being with me tonight. There's a whole bunch of other shows you could have been watching and listening to, but you chose this one, and I truly, honestly mean thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day.